This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Lost, just possibly, in all the national and gubernatorial races yesterday was a measure on the ballot down in Denton, Texas. It's a growing middle-class college town smack in the middle of fracking country. Our man on the oil beat, Scott Tong, was down there a week or two ago telling us about a voter proposition to ban fracking. And banned it was last night, 59-41%. Marketplace's Sarah Gardner reports that the vote has put fossil fuel supporters on the defensive and on the phone to their lawyers.
Denton is the first city in Texas to ban fracking. It's already home to more than 270 fracked wells. Some are quite close to homes, says Kathy McMullen. She led the local anti-fracking campaign.
We have to have some accountability by this industry to understand that you cannot industrialize a neighborhood or a school or a park. People are just not going to stand for that.
Fracking supporters wasted no time hitting back. The Texas Oil and Gas Association was in state court this morning asking for an injunction. Thomas Phillips, a former state Supreme Court justice, is one of the group's attorneys. He argues Texas law is pretty clear on the matter.
No city can just take it upon itself to say, not in my backyard.
Other Texas legal scholars disagree, but what is clear is that the Denton vote has the industry nervous. They fear it will embolden anti-fracking forces around the country. Chris Faulkner is CEO of Breitling Energy, based in Dallas. He wouldn't say how much his company spent fighting the Denton measure, but he predicts residents there will regret their vote.
Well, Denton better have a lot of money put aside for their litigation fees. They could end up, like what happened in Colorado, getting the moratorium overturned, meaning they accomplished nothing and spent a great deal of money doing so.
New York, however, has upheld local fracking bans. Ed Ireland, head of the Barnett Shell Energy Education Council, says the vast majority of oil and gas wells drilled in the U.S. now are hydraulically fractured. This fight, he says, is a lot bigger than Denton, Texas. I'm Sarah Gardner for Marketplace.